Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. NASCAR's new normal resumed yesterday with another virtual event aired nationally during the sports shutdown caused by the new coronavirus. Timmy Hill won the virtual race at Texas Motor Speedway, the second in an iRacing series thrown together after NASCAR's 36-race season was suspended 4 events into the year. Hill is considered among the top competitors in iRacing, and yesterday was his 674th victory in the game. In other virus-related news, the International Boxing Hall of Fame in Canastota, New York, has canceled its Hall of Fame weekend in June because of the pandemic. Executive Director Ed Brophy says this year's class will be honored at the 2021 induction ceremony in June 2021. The class of 2020 includes the first female honorees in Barbara Buttrick, Christy Martin, and Lucia Riker, as well as Bernard Hopkins, Juan Manuel Marquez, and more. Today's final deadline to nominate horses for the Triple Crown Series is being extended indefinitely because of COVID-19. The Kentucky Derby has been pushed back from May 2nd to September 5th, and Maryland and New York racing officials are still trying to decide when the Preakness and Belmont Stakes will be run. On Saturday, the Knicks announced team owner and executive chairman of the Madison Square Garden Company, James Dolan, had tested positive for the coronavirus. And in baseball, four-time All-Star outfielder Jim Edmonds is being treated with pneumonia as he also awaits test results for COVID-19. The 49-year-old sent a video update Saturday night on Instagram saying he was back home after testing positive for pneumonia for the first time in his life. Edmonds ended his 17-year major league career in 2010. He was a lifetime .284 hitter with 393 home runs, 1,199 RBIs, and a .903 OPS. I'm Jesse King.